Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game two of this final six-game set between the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Palm Beach took game one last night by a score of 4-3, scoring unearned runs in the seventh and ninth innings to tie and eventually take the lead in the game. With runners on first and second, in the ninth for Palm Beach, Cardinals catcher Jimmy Crooks grounded into what looked to be a sure-thing inning-ending double play, but a wide throw to second by Manuel Beltre allowed Palm Beach to score on the play, the eventual winning run. In the bottom of the ninth, Dunedin loaded the base against Cardinals closer Andrew Marrero, but Marrero was able to strike out Estevan Machado and Cade Doty back-to-back to secure the win and a postseason berth for Palm Beach. Despite the loss, last night your Blue Jays had their magic number trimmed from 4 to now 3 thanks to victories last night by Daytona over Tampa and a comeback win in the ninth by Clearwater over Bradenton. So now, if your Blue Jays can manage just a series split this week, they'll secure their first playoff spot since 2019. Taking a look around the Florida State League, Fort Myers shut out St. Lucie 5-0, Lakeland beat Jupiter 4-2, Daytona and Tampa split a doubleheader, with Daytona taking Game 1 5-0 and Tampa taking Game 2 7-6. And Clearwater walked off Bradenton in the ninth 5-4. Looking at the standings and starting with the East, Palm Beach leads it at 35-25 with St. Lucie in second, four games back of the Cardinals at 31-29. Jupiter is third at 25-35 and Daytona is last at 22-38. But as I said, Palm Beach locked up that second playoff spot, so they'll face off against St. Lucie, who won the first half standings in the first round of the playoffs this upcoming Tuesday for Game 1 in Palm Beach. Then Games 2 and Game 3, if necessary, will take place on Thursday and Friday in St. Lucie. Now in the West, your Blue Jays lead the way at 36-23, two games above both Bradenton and Tampa. Tampa at 33-25 leads Bradenton on winning percentage, with the Marauders at 35-26. Lakeland is still in it, three games back in fourth at 33-26. Then fifth is Fort Myers, who won the first half, so they've already clinched a playoff spot, and they are 26-34. And finally, last is Clearwater at 22-38. Now I want to go over the scenarios with you on how your Blue Jays can make the postseason. I'll start by mentioning the tiebreakers, and it should be noted that winning percentage is the most important factor. It goes winning percentage, then head-to-head, then recent form over the last 20 games. Now we'll start with Bradenton. Bradenton has played two more games than Dunedin, which means they would need to better Dunedin's record, because if the two teams are tied, Dunedin would still have a better winning percentage. With the Marauders two games back with five to go, they would have to win three more games than the Blue Jays over this stretch, meaning if they go 5-0, Dunedin would have to go 3-2, and so on and so forth. The current magic number over Bradenton for your Blue Jays is 3. Now for Tampa, they've played the exact same number of games as we have, and they also sit two games back, but Dunedin does own that head-to-head tiebreaker, going 14-9 against the Tarpons this year. So again, they would also have to better Dunedin's record because of the Blue Jays owning the tiebreaker. So the magic number over Tampa is also 3. And now, finally, for Lakeland. They're three games back of the Blue Jays, sitting there in fourth, so kind of a dark horse team, with the same amount of games played. Now, Lakeland is the only team that owns a tiebreaker over Dunedin, with the Flying Tigers taking the season series this year, going 8-4 against the Blue Jays this season. That makes the magic number over Lakeland, again, also 3. So, long story short, there are a ton of scenarios that could play out, but every Blue Jays win drops that number by 1 against every team, and every respective loss by the other three teams also drops it by 1. But again, if your Blue Jays can at least split the series this week, no other team can catch them. Now that we've got all that covered, let's move on to tonight. Irv Carter takes the hill for your Blue Jays tonight. The 19-year-old ranks as the 23rd best prospect in the Blue Jays organization, and he's making his fourth start for Dunedin since being brought up from the complex. 10 innings pitched through the first three games for Carter, giving up 6 earned runs. Carter's got to get his command under control. He's walked 3 guys and hit 2. But if he can keep the bases relatively clear, he does have solid stuff and can put the team in a good position to win. He'll be taking on Tink Hentz, making his 16th start of the year for Palm Beach. He has been excellent for the Cardinals. on the year, hence has posted a 1.49 ERA through 48 and a third innings. The 20-year-old currently ranks as the sixth best prospect in the Cardinals organization, but they've been limiting his innings, so don't expect him to be out there for too long. No roster moves for your Blue Jays, so let's take a look at the lineups. First, for the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, managed by Gary Kendall, they look like this. Batting first in center field, Victor Scott. Batting second, the DH, Jimmy Crooks. Batting third in right field, Joshua Baez. Batting fourth at first base, Thomas Francisco. Batting fifth, the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Batting sixth in left field, Alex Iadesernia. Batting seventh at third base, Michael Chiarelli. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. And rounding out the order for the Cardinals, batting ninth, playing second base, Lisandro Espinoza. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, they look like this. Batting first, the shortstop, Josh Kasevich. Batting second, at second, Esteban Machado. Batting third, at third, Cade Doty. Batting fourth, at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, in right field, Alan Rodon. Batting sixth, the DH tonight, Ryan McCarty. Batting seventh, in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Victor Mesia. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, in center field, Marcos De La Rosa. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes or so. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're getting set for game two of this final season series. A six-game set against the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals. It's 85 degrees and sunny here in Dunedin, Florida. Beautiful night for baseball. Winds blowing out towards left field. Irv Carter, your starting pitcher. The 19-year-old former fifth-round draft pick in 2021 by the Blue Jays out of Calvary Christian High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's making his fourth start of the year for Dunedin. He's got one more pitch, and Victor Messi is going to throw down. It's going to be for the Cardinals, Victor Scott, Jimmy Crooks, and Joshua Baez, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Leading off for the Palm Beach Cardinals, center fielder number 4, Victor Scott.
Palm Beach took last night's game 4-3, scoring two earned runs, one in the 7th, one in the 9th, to come back and take the win. Your Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the 9th, had one out, but Cardinals closer Andrew Marrero was able to strike out Esteban Machado and Cade Doty to finish off the game. And we're all set. Carter's on the rubber. And out of the windup, the righty kicks and fires first pitch. A foul tip off the mask of Messia. That'll be 0-1 to Victor Scott. Victor Scott last night went 0-3. Did drive in a run. The tying run back in the 7th inning. Reached on an error and a walk as well. The 0-1 pitch, that one's outside. Fastball coming in at 93. 1-1 the count to Scott. Scott on the year batting .213, two home runs, 11 RBIs. Carter, the 1-1. Lifted high up in the infield. Shallow right on the outfield grass is Kasevich. Settles and makes the grab. One step to backwards, and that will be out number one. We'll take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. Left to right in the outfield, Roque Salinas, Marcos De La Rosa, and Alan Roden. Along that infield, third to first, Cade Doty at third, Josh Kasevich at short, Esteban Machado at second base, and Peyton Williams at first, with Victor Messia behind the plate, forming the battery with Irv Carter. One up, one down, Jimmy Crooks, the DH, will step in. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch lifted high towards right. Going back to the wall is Roden, right of the track, he turns, and that's going to go. Jimmy Crooks got all of that one, his third home run of the year. And that gives Palm Beach an early lead here, one out into the first. First pitch fastball, he was ready for it. Sent it over the Blue Jays bullpen past right field. And Palm Beach is on the board. That's going to bring up Joshua Baez, the right fielder. That first pitch is just inside. Take it for a ball 1-0. Second home run that Carter has given up since being brought to Dunedin. That one just off the plate. Slider couldn't catch that outside corner. 2-0 to Baez. And the 2-0 pitch. That one in there, the fastball. 94 that time, 2-1. Baez last night, 1-4. Reached twice. A ground rule double in the first inning. And the 2-1. That one just missing. Carter wanted that slider. Home plate umpire Will Gallant using ABS, automated balls and strikes. Alex Lowry, the field umpire tonight. The 3-1, cut and a miss. That fastball, a challenge pitch there to Baez. And Baez looked like the bat came out of his hand a little bit, so he's spraying some more. Whatever that is, pine tar. 3-2. He's back in. 3-2 the count. Carter, his delivery. Fastball below the knees. Baez draws the walk, and that'll bring up Thomas Francisco, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 12, Thomas Francisco.
Thomas Francisco, the first baseman. 0 for 3 in last night's game. He was hit by a pitch. 1-1 away. Out of the stretch now for the first time. Cut and a miss. That slider way out in front of it was Francisco. 0-1. The pitch. Outside. A little low. Count evens up. 1-1. Now move over. Close play, but Baez able to get back in time. Alex Lowry, very audible with those calls. If you were listening last night when he was behind home plate, he has one of the best punch-outs that we've seen all year. The 1-1. Lifted high left center field. Shallow. Kasevich going out. Roque Salinas calling it off. He'll make the grab. And that'll be out number two. Headed back over to first base is Baez. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal, the catcher.
Number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
Two down now, a man aboard. Bernal did not play in last night's game, batting .257 on the year, 6 home runs, 26 RBIs. Playing in his 43rd game for Palm Beach this year. That one fouled off the end of the bat, 0-1 to start him. No balls, a strike. Still out of the stretch. Cut and a miss. 0-2 now the count. Carter trying to keep just that one run on the board here for the Cardinals in this first inning. The 0-2. That one in there. Called strike three. A late strike call. ABS helping out Will Gallant. First strikeout for Irv Carter. Bernal goes down looking. We'll head to the home half of the first. It's going to be Kasevich, Machado, and Doty. The 1-2-3 for your Blue Jays. When we return, you're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright. DK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on the rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
We're back here, bottom half of the first inning. Josh Kasevich going to lead things off for your Blue Jays, facing off against Tink Hentz, 6th overall prospect in the Cardinals organization. First pitch by Hentz is in there at 95 for an 0-1 count. Hentz's fastball going to be between 95-97. That one in there, 96. Very lively fastball. Cardinals have been pretty careful with him, the 20-year-old. Been limiting him to about three or four innings during his starts and out of the windup. He'll kick and fire the 0-2. Allen lifted high right side. That's hooking towards the netting, and that's going to get about three or four rows deep. And Kasevich will stay alive to see another. Kasevich, Machado, and Doty. The beginning third of this Blue Jays lineup. Kasevich batting 280 on the year. That one line towards right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Joshua Baez ended up holding up, letting it fall in front of him. I think it held up longer than he originally expected. Could have had a chance for it, but he opted to let it fall. A leadoff single for Josh Kasevich. That'll bring up Esteban Machado, the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty. Leadoff man aboard for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Machado, taken outside for ball 1-0. Machado last night, 1-for-5, struck out three times. And the 1-0, that one inside. Fastball that time at 95, now 2-0. Machado batting 261 on the year, one home run, 31 RBIs. And it's working out of the stretch for the first time and trying to hold up, but he went around. 2-1 on that fastball, looked a little outside, but Machado couldn't hold. 2-1. The pitch. That one low, a 3-1 count. Hence, with his velocities, actually controlled it very well this year. 13 walks, one hit batter in 48 and a third innings coming into tonight's game. The 3-1, that one off the plate outside. There's a walk. That puts runners on first and second. First two Blue Jays aboard now for Cade Doty.
Third baseman, number 2, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty, the 21-year-old, originally out of Baton Rouge, drafted after his junior season at LSU. Got a runner in scoring position. Another one on first base here in the first. Blue Jays down a run. Hence kicks, fires. First pitch fouled off. Fastball a little bit lower at 93. 0-1 the count to start off Doty. No balls, a strike. The 0-1, that one, the curveball in there right on the outside corner at 81. Fastball, curveball, and a changeup in the repertoire for Hentz. First time he's thrown the curve so far. And the 0-2, that one, the curveball again, try to get him to chase. Doty not biting on it, 1-2. Doty's been outstanding for the Blue Jays since being brought up after he was drafted this past July. The 1-2, that one a grounder. That's right back to Hentz. Over to second in time for one. Losing his balance but able to maintain it is Espinoza. A 1-4-3 double play. Moving over to third is Kasevich. Espinoza lost his footing but was able to maintain. Settled his feet. And got a nice throw over to Thomas Francisco at first base to complete the double play. Good reaction on the mound by Tink Hentz. Runner 90 feet away, but now two outs for Peyton Williams. First pitch in there, inside corner with the fastball 0-1. The 0-1, that one in there as well. Two straight fastballs on the inner part of the plate, an 0-2 count to Peyton Williams. Back out of the windup is Hentz. That one fouled off. Tank Hentz going back out of the windup with that runner on third base. You don't see that a ton anymore. The 0-2, that one missed low. Fastball again. Three straight fastballs to Peyton Williams. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. Got him with a changeup. And that will end the inning. Blue Jays leave a runner on third. We'll head to the top half of the second. Cardinals leading 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back.
Hey fans, don't miss out on Fan Appreciation Night this Friday, September 9th, presented by Budweiser.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
Peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that.
We're back here, top half of the second. Alex Iadesernia, the left fielder, will lead things off for Palm Beach. Did not play in last night's game. First pitch, up and out. 1-0 to start him off. Iadesernia batting 271 on the year, yet to hit a home run, 6 RBIs. And checking his swing at that one upstairs. Now 2-0 the count to him. Carter, the one run on that solo shot by Jimmy Crooks. That one lifted high up in the infield. Kasevich right on the edge of the clay. Makes the grab right behind second base, and that'll be out number one.
Third baseman, number five, Michael Chiarelli.
Michael Chiarelli, the third baseman. He also did not play in last night's game. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Carter kicks, fires, first pitch to him, fouled off. Chiarelli and Carter from the same, born in the same town in New Jersey, Freehold, New Jersey. Cut and a miss on that slider. Now 0-2. Chiarelli a couple years older than Irv Carter. And a little bit of change in his windup and can't get the call. That slider inside part of the plate, but a little low. A 1-2 count. Chiarelli, the 12th round pick by the Cardinals this past July out of UCLA. The 1-2, grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Machado, having to run back over and in time. Peyton Williams started to go for it. Had to make the adjustment to start sprinting back over to first. Machado had to double clutch that throw.
Number 8, Jeremy Reba.
And just able to get there in time for the 4-3 putout. That's two down now for Jeremy Rivas. wind up, Carter kicks, fires, fouled off. Rivas last night, 1-for-4 with a two-run shot in the fourth inning. That gave Palm Beach a brief 2-1 lead. The Blue Jays would answer for two in the bottom half of that third inning. That one ripped down the line, foul on the ground. Hits the front part of that tarp and back towards the Palm Beach dugout. 0-2 the count to Rivas. That home run last night by Rivas is second of the year. And Carter, quick pitch there. Got him looking. Rivas was frozen by that quick pitch by Carter. Gets his second strikeout of the night. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 1-0 Cardinals lead after 1.5.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Palm Beach leading 1-0. It's going to be Alan Rode and Ryan McCarty and Roque Salinas, the 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning for your Blue Jays. Alan Roden batting from the left side against the righty. First pitch to him is in there for strike 0-1. Roden last night, 2-of-3, a run scored and a walk drawn. He reached base 3-of-4 times. And he takes that pitch outside for a ball 1-1. And a cut and a miss. Not an overly convincing swing by Roden. A changeup, it looked like, fooled him a bit. 1-2 the count. He calls time. Roden, the 22-year-old. Drafted in the third round this past July out of Creighton. And the 1-2. That one lined towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Another leadoff single for the Blue Jays, this time by Alan Roden. Puts a runner on, no outs for Ryan McCarty.
Designated hitter, number 11, Ryan McCarty.
That brings up Ryan McCarty. Didn't play in last night's game, batting 327 on the year, one home run, 8 RBIs. Asking for a new ball is Tink Hentz. Righty-righty matchup. McCarty's been really good since being brought to Dunedin. Undrafted free agent out of Penn State Abington. First pitch in there for a called strike, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. McCarty wanted to take a look at it, now 0-1. Back out of the stretch is Hintz. And that one's popped up right side, up and out of play. 0-2 now to McCarty. Looking over towards first, Alan Roden there. The pitch. Cuts and misses. Couldn't get to that curveball. Strikeout number two for Tink Hentz. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. Roque Salinas, the left fielder. Batting 265 on the year, three home runs, 39 RBIs. First pitch in there for a strike right above the knees, 0-1. Signed with the organization this past January. International free agent out of Mexico. That one line foul, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Salinas. One on, one away. The pitch. That one line towards center. That's coming in, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Just in front of Victor Scott. Another single here for the Blue Jays. Now a runner in scoring position. First and second, one away. And it's going to be Victor Mesilla.
Catcher, number 27, Victor Mesilla.
Good couple pieces of hitting there by Alan Roden. And Roque Salinas, now Messi will step in. He went 2-for-4 last night. An RBI single in the fourth inning. And that first pitch in there for a strike. Just nicked that inside corner, 0-1. With the injury to Jose Ferrer, Victor Mesilla going to get a little bit more time in this series. The 0-1, that one fouled straight down and back. No balls, two strikes. Marcos De La Rosa, the center fielder, on deck. Hence comes set. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss, that high heater, 97 that time from Hentz. Mesilla couldn't catch up. Now Marcos De La Rosa will step in.
Center fielder, number 29, Marcos De La Rosa.
Three strikeouts now for Tink Hentz. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one a ground ball. Over towards short, taking himself. He's going to step on second. That's Jeremy Rivas. And that's going to end the inning. So they get the force out at second. The Blue Jays leave two. We'll head to the top half of the third. Still 1-0, Palm Beach.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Nights presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar. And also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO Margaritas and House Wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third. Irv Carter back out for his third inning worth of work. Looking to follow up that 1-2-3 inning in the top half of the second. Lisandro Espinoza, the second baseman. He's going to lead things off. First pitch, the fastball up high, 1-0. Espinoza in the 9-hole. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Victor Scott and Jimmy Crooks. Out of the windup, Carter Kicks fires. That one fouled back top of the netting. 1-1. Espinoza did not play last night, batting 167. No home runs, 2 RBIs. Playing in his 18th game for Palm Beach. That one, a chopper left side, just foul. Doty was rather comfortable letting that one go. Knew it was going to go foul. And it's going to be a 1-2 count to Espinoza. 1-2. Out of the windup, Carter. The pitch. Did he go? He did not. And the Blue Jays dugout can't believe it. That was really close there by Espinoza. That bat moved a lot. I don't have the best angle from it here, but Alex Lowry saying it did not cross the plate. So 2-2. The pitch. That one, the fastball low and outside. He takes it, works the count full. Balls, 2 strikes. That one lifted high right side. I think that's going to get up and out of play. It will. Lands right on the walkway in the seating bowl. Now 3-2 still the count. Carter just 26 pitches through the first 2 innings. And the 3-2 again. Allen lifted high back into the left. That's going to go up and out of play. Espinoza fighting a couple off. Staying alive. That one looked like it was a little too high. But taking no chances, he fouled it off. And we'll try it again. Carter, the 3-2 again. That's a grounder over towards Doty. That gets away from him. That's going to land right over by the tarp. He's going to turn and go 2. Espinoza on second safely, leading off in scoring position now. That's going to be an E5 on Cade Doty. He didn't charge it. He let it come to him. Not sure if it took a weird hop on him. But he didn't get the body in front. And now Carter's going to have to work around a runner in scoring position with no outs. Victor Scott, the center fielder, back up. Carter popped out to short in his first at bat. That one lifted high left center field. Coming in now is De La Rosa after taking a couple steps back. Plenty of time. Ball was lifted way up there, and De La Rosa makes the grab. Now one away for Jimmy Crooks.
Designated hitter, number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
Jimmy Crooks, the DH, he hit that solo home run, the only run on the board. That one lifted left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Owen wanted to start him off. Runner on second, one away. Lefty-righty matchup. And the 0-1. That one off the plate outside. Count evens, a ball and a strike. Joshua Baez, the right fielder, on deck. Carter out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one inside, it got away from Messia. Now over to third. Goes Espinoza. That's going to be a pass ball on Victor Messia. He had a pass ball last night. Normally a very good defensive catcher behind the plate, but that mistake puts a runner 90 feet away with one away. Infield comes in for Dunedin. That one lifted high towards center, shallow. De La Rosa coming in, and Kasevich actually going out. Now he makes the grab. The throw towards home is going to be in time. They got him. Kasevich turned and made a very strong flat-footed throw, getting Espinoza, who is charging home. Victor Messier on the tag, 6-4 on the double play. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. Palm Beach still leads 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't miss out on this playoff push. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Make a nice play in the outfield, and rather in the field. You come up to bat, see if he can do anything. Josh Kasevich, first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Kasevich singled into right field. Ended up being stranded at third in that first inning. The 0-1, that's a chopper towards short, picked up by Rivas. Throws in time for the 6-3 putout. One up, one down. That'll bring up Esteban Machado.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the second baseman, up for the second time. Reached on a walk in his first at-bat. Was the first out of a 1-4-3 double play turned by Tink Hentz. That first pitch, low and outside, 4-1-0. 1-0. Out of the wind at the 1-0, misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes now. To Machado, Cade Doty. Waiting on deck. That one low and in. A 3-0 count to Machado. That one missed. A 4-pitch walk. Machado draws his second walk of the night. One on, one out for Cade Doty.
Third baseman, number 2, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty grounded into that 1-4-3 double play back in the first inning. One on, one out for him. Tink Hentz asking for a new ball. Gets it from Will Gallant, the home plate umpire. Hentz back out of the stretch. That one in there for a called strike to start off Doty 0-1. Machado on first. And a move over. Machado back in, standing up. Close on the tag by Francisco, but Machado was back in. Machado, 6 of 9 on the year on stolen base attempts. Doesn't go a lot. The Blue Jays really don't go a lot either. The 0-1, curveball in there. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. That high and inside fastball. Doty couldn't catch up. That'll be out number two and brings up Peyton Williams.
Number 37, Peyton Williams.
Strikeout number four on the night for Tink Hens. Peyton Williams struck out in his first at bat. First pitch way upstairs. 1-0 to start off Williams. Peyton Williams, the 21-year-old out of Des Moines, Iowa. That one missed way outside. Those two fastballs getting away from Hens. Calling time and heading out there now is Leonardo Bernal. He's going to go talk to his pitcher. A 2-0 count to Peyton Williams. Drafted in the seventh round by Toronto this past July out of Iowa. His last year at Iowa, his junior season, batted 335, had a 1.086 OPS, 13 home runs, 41 RBIs. And he's been swinging the bat a lot better over these last 2 weeks. Got off to a slow start, but we're seeing what he's capable of recently. The 2-0, Hens kicks fires. Cut and a miss there on the changeup. Two balls and a strike. And a move over. Machado, that one gets away a little bit from Francisco. Not far enough for Machado to think about two. Not a great pickoff there by Hens. That one in the dirt. Francisco had trouble with it. Lucky for him that it didn't get all the way to the wall. The 2-1. That one lifted high left side. That's hooking out of play. That's going to get out of play. Lands about 4 or 5 rows deep in front of Eddie's bar. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. One on for Peyton Williams. Hens kicks, fires. Outside. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. There goes Machado. That one popped up left side. That's going to get out of play. Machado having to turn back over towards first base. And Williams will step back in. We'll try it again. 3-2, two outs. The pitch. Chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Espinoza. Over to first in time, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays leave a runner on for the third consecutive inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. 1-0 still here at TD Ballpark. Palm Beach out in front.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence. I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Irv Carter back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Joshua Baez going to lead things off for Palm Beach. First pitch is in there for a called strike. That slider. 0 and 1 to start him off. Baez reached on a walk in his first and only at-bat thus far. And a little bit slow on that delivery. 0 and 1, now 1 and 1. Slider missed in the dirt. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That one in there now. 1 and 2. Three straight sliders to start him off. Carter looks pretty comfortable out there with his command. And the 1-2 pitch. That one a little inside. A fourth slider. Missed a little bit. 2 and 2. Two balls, two strikes. That one line towards right. That's going to be a fair ball, and that's going to get down towards the wall. Alan Roden, that one popped away from him a little bit. Throw over to second, not going to be in time. Able to hold up and jog in was Baez standing up, a leadoff double.
First baseman, number 12, Thomas Francisco.
Just the second hit of the night for Palm Beach. And now Thomas Francisco will step in. Runner in scoring position, no outs. Carter's going to have to work through another situation like the last inning. Infield shifted over to the right side with the lefty hitter. Carter kicks, fires, first pitch. Ground ball right side, foul. Oh, and one, that one all the way into that right field foul area. Machado having to jog out to go grab it. And we're still waiting. And Machado finally back. Oh, and one, the count to Francisco. Carter comes set. The 0-1. That one fouled straight down. 0 and 2 now to Francisco. Strikeout here would be huge for Irv Carter and the Blue Jays. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one upstairs. Francisco wanted to pull the trigger on that high heater, opted not to. Smart decision on his part. 1 and 2. Carter taking his time here. The 1-2. Lifted high towards right. Alan Roden taking a couple steps in, getting a head start, and opting to stay at second base was Joshua Baez. He's read the scouting report on Alan Roden. He knows he's got a cannon out there, and they opt not to challenge him.
Number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
So that works out well for the Blue Jays. Off the bat, you're thinking they're going to have a runner on third with one out. Now Leonardo Bernal, the catcher. Struck out looking in his first at bat. First pitch outside. Infield in the same shifted formation as far as you can with that pie slice behind second base. The 1-0. cut and a miss. That bat came around and hit Messia. He took a second. Messia already taking some damage behind the plate. Bernal with a really long backswing on that. Came around, hit Messi on the side of the head. But he's all right, a 1-1 count. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Again, that backswing by Bernal. Really dangerous for the catcher. But a 1-2 count. Carter comes set. The 1-2. That one lifted towards center. Going back a little bit is De La Rosa. And not going. And De La Rosa caught it flat-footed and didn't start his throw before Baez ended up taking a few steps. Not sure what De La Rosa was doing. But now a runner on third base. Only because he didn't plant his feet properly. Took a while to get that ball out of his hand, and now Drew Hayes is going to come out and talk to Irv Carter in the Blue Jays infield. That's not really a mistake you should make as an outfielder. He just assumed that Baez was going to go. Big difference between that fly out to right and that fly out to center. Now Carter's got to be careful. Victor Messia's got to be a wall back there behind the plate. Runner 90 feet away. You're down 1-0. So it'll be Alex Iadecernia. Runner on third, 2 outs. First pitch. That one missed down low, 1-0. Oh. 53 pitches thus far for Irv Carter. Still working out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one lifted high, just back behind home plate. Victor Messia trying to find it, and he does. Calls for it, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Carter daps up Messia, thanks him for that. And we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's still 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Alan Roden's going to lead things off. He'll be followed by Ryan McCarty and Roque Salinas, the 5-6-7 hitters. Roden led off the second inning with a base hit to center field. ended up making it to second before the inning ended. First pitch in there for a called strike. That curveball coming in at 75 that time by Hentz. 0-1. Took a little bit off of it that time. And goes right back with a fastball. Ground ball to the right side. Picked up on the backhand by Francisco and able to cover at first in time is Tink Hentz for the 3-1 putout. Alan Roden quick down the line, but Hentz got off the mound really quick. That's going to bring up Ryan McCarty. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. Time called as Leonardo Bernal having to retie his cleat. And now McCarty stepping in. Out of the windup, Hentz kicks, fires, first pitch to McCarty is a grounder over to the left side. Picked up by Rivas. Off balance throw. Good scoop by Francisco. Couple nice plays there, back to back by the Palm Beach defense. And quickly with two outs, now Roque Salinas, the third man up. Three pitches, two outs. Roque singled in the center in his first at bat. A foul tip stayed in the mitt of Bernal. And one. Hentz kicks, fires. That one low and in. Roque on the year batting 267. That one lifted right side. That should get up and out of play, and it will. One and two. Now the count to Salinas. Lefty-righty matchup, and the 1-2. That one a foul ball. Curveball inside. That Salinas pulled the trigger on, able to get just a piece of it before it bounced off the right knee pad of Bernal and towards the Blue Jays' dugout. That one sent towards center. Going back is Victor Scott. He's got a bead on it, makes the grab just in front of the warning track. And that will end the inning. Blue Jays go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's still 1-0 after four. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, September 9th, is Fan Appreciation Night. On top of our normal all-you-can-eat special, our BOGO margaritas and house wine specials, we will also light up the Dunedin sky with a post-game fireworks show. And then on Saturday, September 10th, the first 600 fans will receive a Dunedin to Toronto t-shirt commemorating your Blue Jays 2017 Florida State League Championship winning season and the players from that team who are now up in the big leagues representing Toronto. Don't miss out on a great weekend of baseball and some very important ball games during our playoff push. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
The railroad tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real fun until we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, the right-hander number 51, Edison Gonzalez. That one lifted high left side. Michael Chiarelli, the third baseman, leading this inning off. That went up and out of play, 0-1. Gonzalez taking over for Irv Carter after he went four. Fourth appearance for Gonzalez here for Dunedin this year. 3.52 ERA through 7 2/3. Ground ball left side. Doty charging in. Gloves it. Throws in time. A scoop by Williams. A 5-3 put out. One away. One up, one down. That brings up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas struck out looking in his first at bat. First pitch inside. 1-0 with the fastball. Carter went four innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, a walk, and two Ks. Only real mistake of the night was that solo shot by Jimmy Crooks in the first inning. That one fouled off. Now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, that one just below the knees. 2-1 the count. Gonzalez, the 22-year-old out of Panama. That one popped up, back up and out of play, 2-2. Gonzalez originally signed with the Rays organization, got released in 2019, signed with the Blue Jays in September of 2019. The 2-2, cut and a miss. Struck out on that changeup. First strikeout for Gonzalez. That's two down. That'll bring up Lisandro Espinoza.
Now batting number 26, Lisandro Espinoza.
Third strikeout for Blue Jays pitching. Now Espinoza reached on an error, made it to second on the error by Doty. Was later thrown out to end the inning at home. First pitch in there. 88 mile an hour fastball, 0-1. Out of the windup, 0-1, cut and a miss, that slider. Out in front of it was Espinoza, now 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Gonzalez looking for a clean first inning, ground ball towards short. That's going to be picked up by Kasevich. Got to work quick, throws in time to get Espinoza. And that will end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. It's still 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Cardinals is the right-hander, number 43, Roy Garcia. First pitch to Victor Mesia, skied in the infield. Calling it off is the second baseman, Espinoza. Called off Francisco, makes the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Marcos De La Rosa will step in. Roy Garcia on for the 28th time for the Cardinals. 50 innings pitched through those 27 appearances, a 5.22 ERA. It'll be a lefty-righty matchup here with De La Rosa, the center fielder. And a defensive change for the Cardinals, now playing in right field for Joshua Baez, is Chris Rotondo. Not sure if there was an injury on that double that Baez had. But a 1-1 count now to De La Rosa. Out of the windup, cut and a miss now. One and two. Josh Kasevich, the shortstop, on deck. And that one in there, called strike three. De La Rosa goes down looking. First strikeout for Garcia. Now Josh Kasevich will step in. The final line for Tink Hentz. Four innings pitched, three hits, no runs, two walks, four strikeouts. That first pitch to Kasevich in there. 0-1 to start him off. Again, the Cardinals limiting Hentz to four innings. And a ground ball left side. That's going to be a tough play for Rivas. Throws in time. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. It's still 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. And the Blue Jays continue the series against the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce sodas. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't miss out on this playoff push. Go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feed, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the head.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. 1-0, Palm Beach leads it. Edison Gonzalez back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch to Victor Scott. Fouled back and out of play, 0-1. Victor Scott, 0-2. Pop out to short and a fly out to center. Up for the third time here. Out of the windup, Gonzalez kicks, fires. Looking to lay down a bunt. Might be a good one. It's going to be a foul ball. Messia tried to pick it up in fair territory. A strong throw would have got him. Messia, very confident behind the plate, very confident with his arm. Would have been out number one, but it was ruled foul by Will Gallant, the home plate umpire, right on it. Victor Scott taking his time, getting back to the plate, finally picking up his bat. And we'll try that again, 0-2. Gonzalez kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down on strikes goes Victor Scott. Strikeout number two for Gonzalez, and that'll bring up Jimmy Crooks.
Designated hitter number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
Jimmy Crooks, the DH. 1-for-2 with that solo shot back in the first. That remains the difference. That first pitch inside. 1-0 to start off the DH. Gonzalez kicks, fires. Ground ball right side. Gonzalez charging off the mound. He's going to pick it up, and he'll take it himself. Tags out Crooks. The good old 1-U on the score sheet, and that'll bring up Chris Rotondo, who took over for Joshua Baez defensively in the last inning.
Right fielder, number 3, Chris Rotondo.
Two up, two down. Now Rotondo. Out of the windup. Gonzalez kicks, fires. That one got away from Messier, but a cut and a miss. Oh, and one. Rotondo batted in the 9-hole last night. Also played right field. Ended up going 2-for-3 with a walk. Scored the game-tying and eventual game-winning runs. That one down low, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Gonzalez. Lifted high towards center. Going back a little bit is De La Rosa. Just in front of the track, makes the grab. And that will end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Edison Gonzalez. We'll head to the home half of this sixth inning. Still 1-0 Palm Beach.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Esteban Machado is going to lead things off for Dunedin. He'll be followed by Cade Doty and Peyton Williams. Roy Garcia back out for his second inning after taking over for Tink Hens. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Machado. Machado's reached base both times via the walk, yet to record an at-bat. That one missed outside, 1-1. Just five hits between the two teams through 5.5 innings. One run on the board, 1-0 lead for Palm Beach. That one in there, now a 1-2 count to Machado. Out of the windup. Garcia kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike 3. Machado asking for a challenge, but all calls are made by ABS in tonight's game. He goes down looking. That brings up Cade Doty. Second strikeout for Garcia. Now Doty stepping back in. First pitch lifted high, shallow left center field. Calling it off is Victor Scott. Called off Aya Discernia, and that is out number 2.
First baseman, number 37, Peyton.
Roy Garcia continuing to get quick results. 5 outs, just 12 pitches. And now Peyton Williams.
Williams up for the third time. He's 0 for 2. That one low and in. Strikeout and a ground out for the lefty. The 1-0. Ground ball right side. Might be a tough play. Picked up and a flip with the glove. Really nice play by Thomas Francisco. 3-1 with Garcia covering at first. Another 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. 1-0 Palm Beach. Still leading.
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beer at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO Margaritas and House Wine. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an All You Can Eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO Margs and House Wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. Thomas Francisco is going to lead things off for Palm Beach. He'll be followed by Leonardo Bernal and Alex Iadesernia. Edison Gonzalez back out for his third inning worth of work. 18 pitches through the first two. Both relief pitchers have been very quick with their work. Very efficient. The 1-0. That one in there outside corner. Francisco looked like he lost his balance a little bit on that step. And it's a 1-1. Out of the windup, Gonzalez working quick again. That one lifted high towards shallow right center. Calling for it is Kasevich. Now calling it off is De La Rosa. He makes the grab. That's one up, one down. That brings up Leonardo Bernal.
Catcher number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
Leonardo Bernal, the catcher, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Out of the windup, Gonzalez, first pitch to Bernal. Caught and a miss, a late decision to swing on that off speed, 0 and 1. Gonzalez, the 0-1. That one missed outside. 1-1 the count. Fouled off left side. 1-2 the count. Couple score updates for you. Currently top of the third in the Tampa-Daytona game. Tampa leading 1-0. And in Clearwater, top half of the fifth, 2-0 lead for Bradenton. Both of those results not going in the Blue Jays' favor. And elsewhere in Jupiter, Lakeland leading 5-0 over the Hammerheads. So all three teams that are a threat to the Blue Jays currently leading their games. 2-2, cut and a miss. Down on strikes goes Bernal. Strikeout number 3 for Gonzalez. Strikeout number 5 on the night for Dunedin pitching. And that brings up Alex Iadesernia.
Number 11, Alex Iadesernia.
Out of the windup, Gonzalez kicks, fires first pitch up high with that Slider, curveball. 1-0. That one missed outside. Aya Desernia, 0-for-2 on the night. Two pop-outs, one to short, one a foul out to Victor Mesia. 2-0 pitch. Cuts and misses. Two and one. Top half of the seventh, just one run scored, that being on a solo shot. Back in the top half of the first for Palm Beach. That one inside, a 3-1 count. Gonzalez kicks and fires. Ground ball right side. Diving attempt by Williams. He can't get to it. Just out of his reach. Picked up by Roden. Throw is going to be towards second, and it's going to be in time. Allen Roden. Oh, goodness. That dude's got a cannon. Aya Desernia definitely didn't read the scouting report. Shouldn't have tried it. And we'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Allen Roden's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Ryan McCarty and Roque Salinas. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Roden 1-for-2. A single and a ground out. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Roy Garcia back out for his third inning worth of work. 1-2-3 in his first two innings. That one, a check swing foul ball. 0-2 now to Roden. Lefty-righty matchup with Roden at the plate. And that one missed. A little bit low, 1-2. Blue Jays still yet to get anything going really on offense. Caught and a miss. That one in the dirt. Roden's going to run it out. The throw to first by Bernal to Francisco for the completion of the strikeout. That'll be out number one. That brings up Ryan McCarty. Third strikeout for Garcia. First pitch to McCarty, that one way low and outside. Got back to the backstop, 1-0 on that fastball. McCarty 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out to short. Time called as Roy Garcia did not like the ball he was given. He gets a new one, McCarty steps back in. Out of the windup, the 1-0. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes. That one lifted high towards left. Left center field out. Underneath it is Iadesernia. Now taking a couple late steps back, makes the grab. And that will be out number two.
Number 50, Roque Salinas.
Two up, two down. Now Roque Salinas. He's one for two with a single. Flew out to center field in his first, or rather his second at bat. Just three hits for the Blue Jays thus far. Just three hits for the Cardinals. That first pitch, low and inside. Blue Jays haven't gotten a base hit since the second inning. Cut and a miss there on the fastball, one and one. They've gone 1-2-3 in their past three innings. A walk in that third. The 1-1, ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Francisco. He'll take it himself. 1-2-3 for the fourth inning in a row for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's still 1-0. Palm Beach leads it. And Blue Jays fans, every game of this final regular season series will be streamed live right here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays take on the Palm Beach Cardinals all the way through Sunday. And tomorrow's first pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, it's Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Make sure to tune in as your Blue Jays continue their playoff push.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Edison Gonzalez out for his fourth inning worth of work. Michael Chiarelli leading things off for Palm Beach. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Fourth inning worth of work for Gonzalez. First three, just one hit. And it was immediately wiped off the board by a fantastic throw by Alan Roden. 0-2. Chiarelli 0-2 on the day. Ground out to second and a ground out to third. Gonzalez about to make his 34th pitch. Kicks and fires. That one, a bloop shot. That's going to get down for a base hit. Left center field. It's going to be picked up by De La Rosa. Wide turn by Chiarelli. And he turns back to first. He'll take that leadoff single. Fourth hit of the game for Palm Beach. That brings up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas.
Shortstop, number 8. Jeremy Rivas.
Updates around the league. Jupiter now leading 7-0 over Jupiter. Rather, Lakeland leading Jupiter 7-0. That one fouled back right off the window to the booth to my left. 0-1. Bradenton still leading Clearwater, now 4-0. And Tampa up 3-0 on Daytona. Rivas 0-2, 2 Ks. The 0-1, that one missed outside. and one. Gonzalez working out of the stretch for the first time. There goes the runner. Ground ball through the hole. Hit and run was on. It's going to be picked up by Roden. The throw to third is going to be a little offline. Doty able to corral it. Now first and third, no outs. That worked out perfectly for Palm Beach, the hit and run with the runner going.
Second base
Machado went to cover second base, and that ball was hit right where he was standing originally. Rivas on for the first time. And now Dunedin's got some work to do to keep this a one-run game. Lisandro Espinoza, the second baseman. He's 0 for 2. He did reach on an error. Ground ball. Shortstop, Kasevich over to second for one and first for two. A 6-4-3 double play, but the run comes in to score. So the Blue Jays make the best out of the situation, but it's still not great. Palm Beach doubles their lead now, 2-0 here in the eighth. Gonzalez kicks, fires that one. A liner into center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Victor Scott, first pitch he saw. He's on base for the first time. Was 0 for 3.
Designated hitter, number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
Now Jimmy Crooks. Solo home run in the first inning, 0 for 2 since. First pitch, low and inside. One on, two away. Out of the stretch for Gonzalez, a move over. And they're going to call a balk. No, they're going to call an automatic ball. Well, that's way better than the balk. So 2-0 now the count. Gonzalez did not make that move over to first in time with that clock winding down to zero. 2-0, that one in there. Two balls and a strike. Blue Jays trying to limit the damage here in this inning. Just the one run. Don't want to make the last two innings any harder than they have to be. That one missed inside. 3-1 to Crooks. Three balls, one strike. Gonzalez kicks, fires. That one ripped into right. That's going to be a base hit. Going towards third now. The throw from Roden's going to be cut off. And a move over to first. And back in time. Peyton Williams thought he got him. But Jimmy Crooks able to dive back in head first to keep this inning going. Now Chris Rotondo will step in first and third again, but with two outs. Second hit of the ball game for Jimmy Crooks. That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the dugout. He's going to go talk to Edison Gonzalez in the Blue Jays infield. First and third, two away for Chris Rotondo. He flew out to center field in his first and only at-bat since taking over for Joshua Baez in that fifth inning. Palm Beach leading by two. Blue Jays haven't done anything on offense, especially since really the second inning is the last time they got a base hit. They had a runner on from a walk in the third. And since the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings, they've gone 1, 2, and 3 in each. We're back. Rotondo in the box. Righty-righty matchup. First and third, two away. Gonzalez kicks, fires. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Doty. Backhands it. Off-balance throw. A good one. In time. And that limits the damage to one run for Palm Beach. 5-3 on the putout. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. Palm Beach now leading 2-0.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Victor Messi is going to lead things off. He'll be followed by Marcos De La Rosa and Josh Kasevich, the 8-9-1 hitters in the Blue Jays lineup. Roy Garcia back out pitching his fourth inning worth of work. Fouled off towards the Palm Beach dugout, 0-1 to start off Messia. Garcia, the 0-1, that one outside. Combination of Garcia and Hentz have retired the last 14 Blue Jays hitters. That one's fouled off the end of the bat, now 1-2. Blue Jays need two runs over the next two innings, at least. Offense needs to start showing some signs of life. The 1-2, that curveball in there. Really nice pitch by Roy Garcia. Buckled Messia, rather. And that's going to bring up De La Rosa.
Number 29, Marcos De La Rosa.
That's now 15 consecutive Blue Jays retired. De La Rosa, 0-2. Looking to lay down a bunt. I believe that hit him in the box, and it did. What? Oh, my gosh. That's a horrible call. That is a terrible call by Will Gallant. He's ruling that that hit Marcos De La Rosa outside the box. That's a ridiculous call. He was inside that box, and that ball hit his front foot. That is a horrible call by Will Gallant, and it puts an out on the board for the Blue Jays. Donnie Murphy's not happy about that, and he has no reason to be. That's a terrible call by the home plate umpire. That ball landed in the box and hit De La Rosa. There's no chance he was outside that box. But that's out number two. That's going to bring up Josh Kasevich now. Two down. First pitch fouled off right side, up and out of play. No balls and a strike. That's a grounder over towards second. It's going to be picked up by Espinoza over to first. A little bit of a wide throw, but Francisco able to stretch out and grab it. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays for the fifth time in a row. 17 consecutive Dunedin hitters are tired. One of them thanks to a bad call by the home plate umpire, Will Gallant, but we'll move on. Top half of the ninth coming up. It's still 2-0. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, this Friday, September 9th, is Fan Appreciation Night on top of our normal all-you-can-eat BOGO margaritas and house wine specials. We will also be lighting up the Dunedin sky with a post-game fireworks show. And then on Saturday, September 10th, for 600 fans, we'll receive a Dunedin to Toronto t-shirt thanks to TD, commemorating your Blue Jays 2017 Florida State League championship winning season and the players from that team now in the big leagues representing Toronto. Don't miss out on a great weekend of baseball and some very important ball games in our playoff push. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, lead to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty, number 49, Connor Larkin. Takes over for Edison Gonzalez. First pitch to Thomas Francisco, lined left side. That's going to hook foul and out of play. 0-1 to start off Francisco. 0-3 on the night. Larkin pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one, line foul again. 0-2. Connor Larkin on here on rehab assignment from High A Vancouver. He pitched in 10 games for the Blue Jays earlier this year to a 1.35 ERA through 13 and a third. And the 0-2, that one a chopper right side that's going to be picked up by Machado. Toss it over to Williams at first for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down. Final line for Edison Gonzalez. Four innings pitched.
Catcher,
five hits, one run. It was earned. No walks, three strikeouts. Connor Larkin was outstanding for Dunedin. He's been struggling a little bit in Vancouver. Six games, a 7.71 ERA through 9 1/3. He's been on the IL since June 29th. Just a little over a month he had spent in Vancouver before hitting the IL. 1-0 is that one to Leonardo Bernal, missed. Out of the stretch, he kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch, ripped towards center field, going back towards the wall is De La Rosa, right in front of the warning track, right on the warning track, makes the grab. Ball died a little bit, a little off the end of the bat. Bernal didn't get the power he thought he would. Two up, two down, now Alex Iadesernia.
Left fielder, number 11, Alex Iadesernia.
Iadesernia, 1-3. His one was a single that he tried to turn into a double. Time's called. De La Rosa has to retie his cleat out there in center field. Ty DeCernia was not aware of how strong Alan Roden's arm is. And he found out the hard way. Two down here. Blue Jays trailing by two. Top half of this ninth inning. That one in there. Now 0-1 to start off Aya DeCernia. Nothing's really going the way we want it here or elsewhere in the Florida State League. Ground ball over to third, picked up by Doty. Throw is going to be in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Larkin. So we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need two to keep this thing going and three to win it. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be back for the bottom half of the ninth. Back here, bottom half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Esteban Machado is going to be the leadoff man for the Blue Jays. Roy Garcia out for his fifth inning in relief of Tink Hentz. 0-1 is Machado took that one on the inside corner for a strike. 2-3-4 hitters, Machado, Doty, and Williams. Ground ball right out the end of the bat. Picked up at second by Espinoza. Over to first in time, that's one away. Now Cade Doty, third baseman. He's 0 for 3. Four perfect innings of relief for Roy Garcia. That one inside. 1-0. That one hit him. The first base runner for the Blue Jays since the third inning. That one hit Cade Doty right off the shoulder. He'll gladly take that. That puts the tying run to the plate. One swing of the bat can change everything here. Peyton Williams. He's got a ton of power if he can get one. Let's see what happens. Lefty-righty matchup. That one lifted left side. That's hook and foul. Might have been home run distance. That landed on the far side of Eddie's. 0-1. No balls and a strike. Garcia, if he can close it out, would get his win. That one low and inside. Almost hit Peyton Williams. Alan Roden, the right fielder, waiting on deck. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays have made a number of comebacks over the last month. See if they got another one here. That one right there, middle of the zone. Looked like the changeup in Peyton Williams did not pull the trigger. The 1-2. That one in the dirt. Count evens, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia working out of the stretch for the first time tonight. 2-2, cut and a miss. Williams goes down swinging. The Blue Jays down to their last out.
Right fielder, number 34, Alan Rodon.
That's the fifth strikeout of the appearance for Roy Garcia, and now it's up to Alan Rodon. Rodon, one of three Blue Jays to record a base hit tonight. His came back in the second inning. There goes the runner. That one hit Rodon. Alan Rodon got nicked on the thigh. That's going to put the tying run on. And going out to talk to Garcia is Leonardo Bernal. And the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrera, is going to go out and meet with them. So just like that, the Blue Jays have the potential tying run on first base. And the potential winning run comes to the plate. Ryan McCarty, he's 0-3 tonight, but we know what he's capable of. Will Gallant, the home plate umpire, not going out to break up the meeting yet. And now he turns and goes. Cade Doty on second, Alan Rodon on first base. A ton of speed on first base if McCarty can get one in the gap. Alan Rodon has enough speed to make it all the way home, if that's the case. Blue Jays left the bases loaded last night, down a run. Let's see if they can make right of that. First pitch to McCarty, rips down the line, but foul.
Everybody clap your hands.
0-1 to start off McCarty. Strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout for him tonight. On the year, batting 308, one home run, 8 RBIs, an OPS of 836. Oh, and one. Roque Salinas on deck. The pitch. Foul tip. Popped out of the glove of Bernal. Now 0-2. The Blue Jays down to their last strike. Blue Jays trying to cut their magic number down. It's currently at 3, and looking around the league, it looks like it's going to stay that way if this result holds. The 0-2, that one in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Garcia comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Checking his swing, he did not go around. That one in the dirt and outside. McCarty moved the bat a little bit, but did not go. 2-2 the count. It's never easy with this team. Garcia comes set. The pitch. That one, top, above the zone. ABS doesn't give the call. That was a heart stopper right there. And it's a full count to Ryan McCarty. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. That one popped up right side. Keep going, ball. Keep going. It's going to get up and out of play. Everybody will head back. Doty on second, Roden on third. McCarty fouled that one off to stay alive. We will try it again. Three balls, two strikes. Garcia comes set. The pitch. Ripped, but hooked well foul. Great contact, but a little bit in front of it. McCarty fighting and fighting and fighting. Garcia comes set again. The 3-2. That one in the dirt. McCarty draws the walk. The tying run on second. The winning run on first base for Roque Salinas. Oh, goodness. Base is loaded for the second night in a row here in the bottom half of the ninth. It's going to be up to Roque Salinas. Doty on third, Roden on second, McCarty on first. First pitch to Roque. Fly ball left field. That's hooking towards the line. Keep going, ball. Keep going. And that's going to be dropped in fair territory, and it's a ground rule double. Oh, my goodness. What a misplay out there in left field by Aya Discernia. Oh, my goodness. That ball stayed in fair territory, and Aya Discernia couldn't make the grab. Roque Salinas comes through with the mistake by Aya Discernia. We're tied up. It's a ground rule double, so McCarty had to stay at third. But that brought in the tying runs. And just like that, the Blue Jays have another comeback on their hands. Now, Victor Mesia. Can the big man get it done? And that's going to get Gary Kendall, the manager, out of the dugout. I think we're going to have a pitching change. Roy Garcia had entered the inning. Four perfect innings of relief from Tink Hens. Got the first guy out, Machado on a ground ball. Hit the next guy, Cade Doty. Struck out Peyton Williams. Hit Alan Roden. Gave up a walk to Ryan McCarty to load the bases. And they ruled that as a ground rule double, not an error. So Roque Salinas doubles in the tying runs. And now Victor Mesia, it's all up to him. We're going to have a new Cardinals pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We are back. Bottom half of the ninth. Two outs for Victor Mesia. Matt Hickey, the new pitcher for the Cardinals. On for the eighth time for Palm Beach, a 2.45 ERA. The go-ahead run on third. First pitch, a soft grounder. That's a foul ball. That was right by the plate. 0-1 to start off Victor Mesia. A huge ninth inning. A terrible misplay out and left by Alex Iadesernia. That's tied the game for a ground rule double by Roque Salinas. The 0-1, that's a foul ball. Soft chopper left side again, 0-2. The winning run 90 feet away. Victor Mesia can be the hero here tonight. Blue Jays trying everything they can to cut that magic number down. Currently at 3. And the 0-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Mesia goes down swinging. That will end the inning. But we're tied. We're headed to extras. Free baseball here at TD Ballpark. We'll head to the 10th. 2-2 on the most improbable comebacks that you'll see. Top of the 10th coming up. We're back here, top of the 10th, extra innings here in Dunedin. Connor Larkin out for the 10th inning. On second is Alex Iadesernia as the automatic runner. First pitch by Connor Larkin, that one in there. Connor Larkin back out for his second inning, a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Kiriali, 1-for-3 tonight, two ground outs and a single to left center field. Larkin comes set, kicks, fires. That one gets away. That's going to be off the backstop. And now nobody's going for it. Oh, God, that could have been horrible. Making it to third for the Cardinals is Iadesernia. That's a wild pitch by Connor Larkin. Now the Blue Jays infield will come in. That ball stayed between Cade Doty and Victor Mesia as it took a weird hop off the backstop, and neither one of them really went for it. One and one to Kiriali. The pitch. Caught and a miss. That slider, 78, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Strikeout here would be ideal. Runner on third. Nobody out. The 1-2. That one outside. Larkin yanked that one, too. The fastball. Messi at least able to get a stab at it. 2-2 the count. Larkin comes set. The pitch. Caught and a miss. That slider got him the chase after. Down on strikes is Kiriali. That's going to bring up Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop.
Shortstop number 8, Jeremy Rivas.
First strikeout for Larkin of the appearance. Infield stays in for Rivas. First pitch. That one missed. One ball, no strikes. Go ahead, around 90 feet away. Larkin comes set. Kicks and fires the 1-0. That one lifted right side. That might stay in play. No, it's going to keep carrying foul. About two rows deep. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Rivas, 1-3. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Another slider swung over the top of it. You can hear a pin drop in this stadium. 1-2 the count. The pitch. That one, a base hit up the middle. That's going to score the run. Getting out of the way was Alex Lario. It was right towards him. And Palm Beach retakes the lead here in the 10th. An RBI single by Jeremy Rivas. Now one-on-one one away for Lisandro Espinoza. Victor Messier goes out to talk to Connor Larkin. Espinoza is going to be the batter. He's 0-3. Reached on an error back in the third inning. Ground out in the fifth and a ground into a double play. And now Donnie Murphy's going to head out. I believe that's Trey Cumby. The Blue Jays are going to make a call to the bullpen. That does it for Larkin. We'll have a new Dunedin pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 3-2 here in the 10th. Palm Beach has the lead. We're back here, top half of the 10th. One out, one on, one run already in for Palm Beach. It is going to be Trey Cumby, the new pitcher. He takes over for Connor Larkin. His job is to get these last two outs. That one lifted high towards left. Going over is Salinas. That's going to land in foul territory. Lands out of play. A couple of rows deep in front of Eddie's bar. 0-1, the count to start off Espinoza. Trey Cumbie out for the 18th time for the Blue Jays. 26 and a third innings pitched. An 0.68 ERA. He's been absolutely sensational for Dunedin in his time here. The 0-1, that one high. That one gets back to the backstop and over to second. Will go Rivas. So now a runner in scoring position for Palm Beach. That one sailed on Cumbie. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Cumbie kicks and fires. That one up above the head. Cumbie looking like he's got a little bit of trouble gripping that ball. 2-1 now the count to Espinoza. Palm Beach already has one on the board in this inning. The automatic runner on second. And now another runner in scoring position. The 2-1. Caught and a miss that one in the dirt. There he goes towards third. Messia's got to hold it. Messia lost his footing. Time's going to be called. Messia might have rolled his ankle there a little bit. Jose Ferrer is already on the IL for the Blue Jays. He got injured in game one of Sunday's Tampa doubleheader. And now Donnie Murphy and the trainer are going to go out and check on Victor. Hopefully he's all right. They've got him testing out that ankle. It's going to be a runner on third, a 2-2 count, one away. And he's good. He'll continue. So two balls, two strikes to Espinoza. Strikeout here, very necessary. Rivas has advanced two bases on wild pitches. And the 2-2. Caught and a miss. Couldn't get to that fastball. Down on strikes is Espinoza. Now Victor Scott, the center fielder. Top of the order, back up for Palm Beach. Victor Scott. Huge strikeout there for Cumbie. Lefty-lefty matchup. Runner on third, 90 feet away with two outs. Cumbie kicks and fires. That one popped a little bit away from Messia, but not too far. Able to keep it close. Messi, it looks like he's struggling. Didn't get down in a blocking stance as that ball was in the dirt. The 1-0. That one outside. 2-0. Messi had a stab at that one. Not what we're used to seeing from Trey Cumbie. One on, two away. The pitch. That one off the plate. Jimmy Crooks, the DH, he's waiting on deck. 3-0 the count to Victor Scott. Scott 1-for-4 on the night. 3-0 count. Cumbie kicks, fires. That one upstairs. A 4-pitch walk.
designated hitter.
Nobody else is warming in the Blue Jays' pen. It's going to be first and third, two down for Jimmy Crooks. Solo home run in the first. Fly out and a ground out and a single in his last at bat in the eighth inning. Now Drew Hayes is going to step out of the dugout. He's going to talk with Cumby how to approach this hitter. Blue Jays infield converges on the mound. Blue Jays came back. Two runs in the bottom half of the ninth to tie it at two. Palm Beach has already scored the automatic runner. They've got another runner on third, another runner on first. It'll be Trey Cumby versus Jimmy Crooks. A lefty-lefty matchup. A very big matchup both in this game and potentially of the season for the Blue Jays. And Jimmy Crooks has actually been a reverse splits kind of guy. He's batting .455 against left-handed pitching this year. First pitch. That one in there. 0-1 to start off Crooks. No balls, a strike. There goes the runner towards second. That one up high. Victor Mesia pump fakes towards second, hoping to draw Jeremy Rivas off third. It's going to be a stolen base for Victor Scott. Now second and third. That takes away the force at second. One and one the count. Rivas on third, Scott on second base. The 1-1 pitch. That one in there. Now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Time called. Cumby back on the rubber. Crooks back in the box. 1-2. The pitch. That one outside. That slider couldn't get a chase. Count squared up, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cumby kicks and fires. That one in there. Called strike three. ABS makes the call, and that will end the inning. Palm Beach scores the automatic runner. They leave runners at second and third. We'll head to the bottom half of the 10th. The Blue Jays need one to keep this thing going and two to win. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the 10th. Pinch running at second base for Victor Mesia is Devontae Brown. Marcos De La Rosa, the batter. Corners are in. And he's showing bunt. And he pulls back that one up high. Devontae Brown pinch running for Mesia at second. Getting some speed on the base paths. Marcos De La Rosa already tried to lay down a bunt. He was called on, in my opinion, a bad call by Will Gallant being in the box while that ball hit him. Well, being outside the box while the ball hit him. That one, a soft fly ball towards center. Going out is the shortstop, Rivas, and he makes the grab. They took away the bunt call, the bunt sign. And De La Rosa flies out, pops out to short in shallow center field. Not the best. Not great at all, really. Josh Kasevich, the shortstop, will step in. Kasevich has one of the four hits tonight. Blue Jays need to bring in a run. And a ground ball foul to the left of the plate. 0-1 to start off Kasevich. Esteban Machado, he's on deck. Matt Hickey out there pitching for Palm Beach. He comes set. The 0-1 to Kasevich. That one in there. 0-2. Blue Jays have to do something here. No balls, two strikes. Hickey kicks and fires. Ground ball, right side, that's foul. Right off the end of the bat. And Kasevich stays alive. He'll see another. No balls, two strikes. The Blue Jays came back for two runs in the ninth to tie it up. Palm Beach scored one in the top half of this inning. Dunedin needs one. And a cut and a miss. Down on strikes is Kasevich, and now it's up to Esteban Machado.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban.
He was the hero in Game 2 Sunday with an RBI double in the bottom half of the seventh. That obviously being a seven-inning game, rather the top half of the seventh, he tied it up. Blue Jays would later win in the eighth. First pitch, inside, taken for a ball below the knees. 1-0. Esteban's got to retie his cleat. Lefty-righty matchup here. Machado, the switch hitter. That one inside. Machado 0-2. He's reached on two walks. Blue Jays down to their last out again. The 2-0. Foul ball. Fouled that one back on the ground. 2-1. Hickey kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Three balls and a strike. Tying run on second. Hickey comes set. The pitch. That one low. Machado draws his third walk of the evening. And that's going to bring up Cade Doty. Runners on first and second. Go ahead, run. On first base, the tying run on second. Cade Doty at the plate. He's 0-3, was hit by a pitch in the ninth, came around and scored the first run. First pitch, he watches go by for a strike. Hickey comes set. And the 0-1. That one ripped into left. That should score a run. They're going to wave De La Rosa, or rather Devontae Brown, around third. And over at third now is Esteban Machado. An RBI double it ends up being for Kate Doty. They held Machado at third. And now the tying run in, the go-ahead run, the winning run on third. Clutch, clutch hit for Kate Doty. We're all tied up again. Doty with ice in his veins. Now it's Peyton Williams. Lefty-righty matchup. The lefty first baseman at the plate. Hickey kicks, fires. That one called a strike on the outside corner. No balls, one strike. Machado taking a sizable lead. That one fouled off, 0-2.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
They actually ruled that a single for Doty. That's probably the right call. A little bit overzealous of me to call that a double. He advanced to second on the throw over towards third. An 0-2 count to Peyton Williams. Machado trying to draw Bach. Ground ball right side. That's going to be a foul ball. Soft chopper down the first base line. It took a favorable bounce for the Blue Jays. Peyton Williams is going to have one more pitch at least. No balls, two strikes. Hickey comes set. Kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. Machado trying his best to be a distraction to Matt Hickey down there. Taking some last second heavy steps down the third base line. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one in the dirt. Kept in front on the scoop by Bernal. 1-2 count. Peyton Williams, 0-for-4, 2 Ks, 2 groundouts. The 1-2, ripped over towards first. That's going to be picked up, bobbled. It's going to be tossed over by Francisco to Hickey covering it first, and that will end the inning. So we'll go again. Top half of the 11th coming up. We're tied up at 3. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the 11th. Chris Rotondo is going to lead things off for Palm Beach. And a pinch runner over at second base. That is Darlene Moquette. Pinch running for Jimmy Crooks. So again, runner on second, no outs, the automatic runner. Trey Cumbie back out for the 11th. That one hit off the mask of new catcher Nick Deschamps. Victor Messia was pinch ran for with Devontae Brown. He came around and scored the tying run. And now Nick Deschamps out to assume the catching duties. 0-1 to start off Rotondo. The pitch. That one upstairs, maybe a little in. Count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. The infield shifted a little bit over towards the left side. Lefty-righty matchup. Combi kicks and fires. That one sails over the head of Deschamps. The throw is going to be held by Deschamps. Again, Cumbie with a wild pitch way over the head of his catcher. That makes it so much harder for the Blue Jays to get out of here without a run. Two and one the count. Cumbie kicks and fires. Caught and a miss at the high fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Infield in for Dunedin. Strikeout here would be huge. Cumbie comes set. The 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Combi, the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Down looking goes Rotondo. Leonardo Bernal is due up, and it looks like they're going with a pinch hitter. Rather, Thomas Francisco is due up, and they are going with a pinch hitter.
Pinch hitting, number 27, R.J. Yeager.
R.J. Yeager, the third baseman from last night's game, he's pinch hitting here. On the year, batting 284, three home runs, 16 RBIs. And they're going to intentionally walk him. R.J. Yeager, pinch hitting for Thomas Francisco. An intentional walk, and now that brings up Leonardo Bernal.
Catcher, number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
That puts the potential double play as a factor. Corners will stay in. Middle infield and double play depth. First and third, one away. Bernal's 0-4. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Oh and one. Combi kicks, fires. That one ripped towards left. That is high, deep, and that is gone. Leonardo Bernal knew it right off the bat, a three-run shot. Palm Beach's dugout pumped up from it, and now it's 6-3. Bernal held back and watched that one. And the Cardinals take a three-run lead here in the 11th.
Left fielder, number 11, Alex Iadesurnia.
Bernal with his 7th home run of the year gives Palm Beach a 3-run lead. Alex Iadesernia fouls that first pitch off 0-1. Not what the Blue Jays were hoping for with that intentional walk of Jaeger. Lefty-lefty matchup here, the 0-1. That one in there, now 0-2. That one in there, called strike three. Iadesernia down on 3 pitches. Another strikeout for Trey Cumbie.
Now batting number 5, Michael Chiarelli.
And now Michael Chiarelli will step in. So the Blue Jays will definitely have some work to do in the bottom half of this inning. That one skips in front of the plate. One and zero to start off Chiarelli. He's 1-for-4 on the night. 2 ground outs, a strikeout, and a single. Cumbie out of the windup now. Kicks and fires. That one in there. That one inside brushes Chiarelli back. Two balls and a strike. Blue Jays do have a righty, I believe, working in the pen. That one upstairs, a 3-1 count. The 3-1 pitch. That one low. Chiarelli draws the walk. That keeps this inning going. It'll be Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop.
Shortstop, number 8, Jeremy Rivas.
First pitch to Rivas, upstairs. That fastball, 1-0. Rivas, 2-for-4, struck out his first 2 at-bats, singled in his last 2 at-bats. The 1-0, that one in there. Slider, caught the inside corner, 1-1. One on, 2 away. Combi kicks and fires, fouled back, now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 3 runs in this inning for Palm Beach. The pitch, inside. Count evens up 2-2. Those earned runs, just the 3rd and 4th. Given up by Trey Cumbie in his time here in Dunedin. And there goes the runner. Foul tip, strikeout stayed in the glove of Deschamps. And that's going to end the inning. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Cumbie, but the 3-run shot by Leonardo Bernal is the difference. We'll head to the bottom of the 11th. The Blue Jays need 3 to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the 11th. Palm Beach scored three in the top half of this inning. Blue Jays have to answer back. It's going to be Alan Roden, Ryan McCarty, and Roque Salinas. Peyton Williams, the automatic runner on second base. New pitcher for Palm Beach is the right-hander, number 32, Brian Pope. First pitch to Roden in there for a strike. Matt Hickey went one and a third, gave up one run, one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. It was an unearned run given up by Hickey with it being due to the automatic runner. That one missed outside, one and one. Alan Roden up. He's one of three. Was hit by a pitch, came around and scored the tying run back in that ninth inning. That one in there. One and two. Righty-lefty matchup with the lefty hitter. Pope kicks and fires. That one outside. Pope working in his 25th game for Palm Beach this year. 60 innings pitch. 4.05 ERA. Three saves and three opportunities. This would be one here. Caught and a miss on that fastball low and inside. Roden couldn't get to it. One away.
Hitter number 11, Ryan McCarty.
Ryan McCarty now stepping in. First pitch to him, ground ball to second. That's going to be picked up by Espinoza. Over to first in time, and that's out number two.
Left fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Blue Jays down to their last out. It's bad news across the board. Bradenton beat Clearwater. Lakeland beat Jupiter. Tampa still leading Daytona 6-1. They're only in the bottom half of the sixth. That one in there. 0-1 to start off Salinas. So none of the teams that we would like to lose lost tonight. Jury's still out on Tampa and Daytona. The 0-1 cut and a miss, 0-2. Blue Jays had it in the palm of their hands back in that ninth inning and in the tenth. Couldn't take advantage. Palm Beach did. The 0-2. Soft grounder in front of the mound. Now picked up by the shortstop, Rivas. And that is in time. Staying on the bag was Jaeger. And that will do it. The Cardinals take the game. They improved to 36-25 in the second half. Your Blue Jays fall to 36-24. The Cardinals scored six runs on nine hits. They made zero errors. Your Blue Jays, three runs on five hits. They committed one error. The win is going to go to Matt Hickey. The loss to Trey Cumby. And Brian Pope records his fourth save. We're back tomorrow for Game 3 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, it is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. You can get $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not the outcome, we'll see you tomorrow at 6:15 for the broadcast.